You are listening to the Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast, episode 37 for January 2010. The host of the Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast, Frankie Mateo.
Welcome everyone to today's session of the Green Lantern Spotlight, the premier spot to acquire a bit of insight on subjects such as who was the first male star Sapphire. I'm saying it again, I don't give a shit. Also be aware of our sponsor site, thegreenlanterncorps.com, a humble place to discuss all sorts of Green Lantern related news and rumors. Remember, that's thegreenlanterncorps.com. I'm your host, Frankie Mateo, formerly known as Rainer2814. We have with us Brandon West, the co-webmaster of the Speedster site.proboards.com. Brandon?
Doing great.
We also have Musard, one of our regular hosts here. Musard.
Rock and roll, bitches.
We also have Andrew, the founder of thegreenlanterncorps.com. How are you doing?
Good.
And today we're going to discuss three fantastic Green Lantern issues, such as Green Lantern Corps, The Green Lantern, and Blackest Night, number 6, released early.
Bum, bum, bum.
Musical interlude. And to begin, we're going to start with Green Lantern Corps, number 43. We start with Musard. Musard, give us a review.
All right. This is the big issue. Kyle has just died. Guy is about to snap. Black rings are pursuing his body. And he won't let go of that green ring. But that's inevitable. Guy snaps and becomes a Red Lantern. And then Kyle is magically brought back to life through the power of love. And then everything goes downhill from there. This is the story of crap. It was a good issue for parts. I liked a lot of it. I liked how Red Lantern Guy was used. I liked how serious was the taking the death was taken before it was so easily brought back. I mean, I wouldn't have so much mind if she had been able to save Kyle, if she'd been able to resuscitate him, start his heart back up or something like that. But that love angle was just kind of a little bit too cheesy for my taste. I mean, overall, I like the issue and I'm excited to see the next one, but it was just a bit too camp for my taste, especially since it's a dark story. To be honest, I'll give it a B.
Oh my God.
Someone has a different opinion than me. Fuck that asshole.
Okay. Go to Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, where John Stewart's go to die. All right, where to begin with this particular issue? Well, first off, it's the first issue, I think, of the entire run that has had John Stewart in there for more than 5 pages. I'm pretty sure on that fact. It's interesting to kind of see him taken into his own guilt and reminiscing about his past that had never existed prior to this issue, and really just explore the character. I mean, they could have explored the architect point of him, I think, but that's a moot point. In the end, not a lot happened, and it wasn't extremely relevant compared to the whole Blackest Night thing. I mean, we do get to see, because of this, that John gets to warn everyone, but really, it just ended up amounting to one panel in Blackest Night 6. Overall, besides that, in the last little bit, the couple of minutes of explaining the origins of Light and Black Lanterns and Necron, there wasn't a lot to it. That's the main problem with this one. It's just a little lack of content. There should have been more time given to John and less time to this little flashback. I think if maybe it had the full 22 pages and given its full chance to shine, I think it could have turned out a little bit better. And then maybe I'm just being too optimistic. I'll give it a B-.
Wes, go to Green Lantern Corps. Start yours.
All right, Green Lantern Corps 43. I don't have a problem with Kyle's resurrection. It's fine. It's perfectly fine with me. Sure, it's cheesy. It's not the greatest way to come back, but it's better than him missing the entire event and coming back like everybody else will in the end. That being said, Gleason still inconsistent with his art. There was some few pages with I think it's Miri, the Star Sapphire. It just did not look good at all. I don't really care about Red Lantern Guy Gardner. I hope it's over in the next issue because it's just not having its desired effect on me. But then again, apparently I'm not the target audience, and you gullible fucks out there are. I take that back. You're nice people.
But you're an asshole.
Yeah, I'm the greatest.
Greatest asshole.
Green Lantern 49, John Stewart's big moment was more like John Stewart's
longest lasting moment.
Longest second. It was just like, okay, here he is, there he is. It looked nice. I like it. Beniz, whatever you want to call yourself, Ed, you have nice art. It just didn't do anything for me. I'm not a big fan of the Marine thing. It just seemed like the worst time to focus on the past. We're over this Black Lantern provoking emotion. I'm glad John noticed that, seeing as, you know, he was so far out of the actual story. I'm glad we didn't have to ask him what is going on here. Not a lot to say on this issue since it was so entirely short. John Stewart gets a D from me. GLC would probably get a C plus at best. That's it.
All right, Andrew.
All right, GLC. I really, really loved it. I loved the art, loved the story. Can't really say anything bad about it at all. I mean, I liked the way Kyle came back. I mean, I thought it was romantic. I thought it was, and it's kind of cool. It's like a wink to everyone that's kind of like, oh, Kyle's had a lot of girlfriends that have died and stuff, and he's cursed and stuff. He's cursing them by going out with them, which is really insane because Hal has had the same number of ex-girlfriends that have died also, so whatever. But now it's kind of like, oh, if Kyle dies, or rather, if the girlfriend dies, then Kyle dies too now. So he's kind of like, he's got like a lifeline to Soren Ignate too, which is kind of, it's funny and cool, but it's a good wink. I like the way that turned out. I liked Guy as the Red Lantern. I thought that's cool. I think me and Frankie were talking about this before. It's funny how Guy, he's got the red and the green rings, just like Hal did back in what was it, Secret Origin?
No, the Rigid Red Lantern. Okay. Yeah, Rigid Red Lanterns.
And he's got it kept together for the most part. I mean, yeah, he's like, there's a blind rage about him, but he's directing it well, and he's kind of handling it pretty well. I thought that was cool. Yeah, art was cool. No problems there. I liked the imagery and the colors to the sapphires there. The Corphans were kind of chilling. That's about it with that issue. I give it an A. I give it a solid A. GL, yeah, crap. Didn't like it. Just one squandered opportunity after another, and in the end, it was just 16 pages that were just much ado about nothing. Nothing at all. And it was like, it's neither the time or the place to retcon in the Marine flashbacks. I mean, yeah, we know that he's a Marine now in his history. It's already been done for a while now, but it's not the time or the place for it here. I mean, he ought to get his own proper origin story where little stories like this can be fleshed out, but it's not here. I mean, there was a lot of shit John needed to get worked out. And it seemed like number 49, like this was going to be the place it was going to happen. You know, it's like, if not here, then where? I mean, it's been how many years since he's even had a story about him? He finally gets one, and it's like, oh, well, we want to put the Atom and have a backup and eat up half the issue, and then a couple double splash pages with John. No, it's over. You blink, and it's done. I mean, there was no resolution with Zanshi, no resolution with Katma, no resolution with Fatality, just no on any of that. It's just John strutting around looking cool, sounding cool, and a distracting flashback that ate up most of the lion's share of the time here, and then it's over. I mean, what the crime is here, though, I think, is that
the flashback sequence with the Marine shit, it's actually pretty good. I mean, I thought it was pretty good. But it just, it's at the wrong place, wrong time. It ate away at an opportunity to really tell a good John Stewart story. We didn't get it. It's not
John Stewart like, Secret Origins?
That's where it should have happened. I mean, or even a special, like a 64-page spotlight on John, something, anything, but not smack in the middle of Blackest Night, and not when they have so much on the plate for John Stewart. But I really, really like the art, so if it wasn't for the art, I'd give this sucker like a D minus, but I'd give it a C minus.
That's a very complimenting grade. What are we getting? Green Lantern Core? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed a lot. I love Gleason's artwork in this. It was really strong, really impactful. It showed what it needed to show. The story, again, I don't care if most people say it was campy, that, you know, Kyle dies one issue and then he comes back the next. I go, you know what, at least it didn't take, like, four issues to, like, you know, like, bring him back, to, like, you know, just to be a major player later on. It was, again, I enjoyed the fact that Guy got the Red Ring. I enjoyed the fact that Guy handles that Red Ring a lot better than Hal does during the Rage of the Red Lanterns arc. Just because he's going off being Guy Gardner and then wrecking the house. I enjoy that. I love seeing it. It was a great, you know, visually a great a part just to seeing that in that story. And I also loved the little, as Andrew said, the wink for Kyle to be, you know, tethered to his now current girlfriend. So it was all good for me. It's nothing bad, nothing short. I enjoyed it. The Corphans all being laid to waste was awesome. So you know what? I actually do give this an A minus, just because I thought it could have been a little bit strong, but I enjoyed it for what it was. Now Green Lantern, sadly, it was garbage. I'm sorry. Again, I wish Doug was still on the book instead of Ed Benz. You know, I wanted Doug to be, you know, I wanted this to be consistently Green Lantern to be Doug, you know, the entire, you know, rest of the way, and not like when John Stewart gets his light to shine for 16 pages, they go like, no, we're not giving him this artist. We're giving you Ed Benz. So I was a little bit disappointed. And then again, I was also disappointed that he was just John Shaft most of the issue. He shows up and is like, I don't care what this is. Screw y'all. Bam, bam, bam. Drix, I don't care. Bam, bam, bam. I'm a Marine. Bam, bam, bam. I was like, what the hell?
What you talking about?
Yeah, well, like, what are you talking about? You're apparently on my planet. This is my planet. I'm going to destroy everything on this planet.
Shut your mouth.
Just talking about John.
He comes in. His monotone to most of the book. His little inside voice, which is supposed to be our his narrative for the story, is like, I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier with a chip on my soldier. I'm a soldier with a chip on my shoulder. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what he kept repeating to himself apparently over and over again to make it true. And when Cadmus shows up, there's nothing. There's no other, you know, like, deep, meaningful connection between them. She's like, she shows up, he's like, fuck you, bitch. He's like, that was it.
That was the ultimate will, bitch.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And then, you know, again, it was the fact that it was only 16 pages, and then the rest of the pages were dedicated to the Adam and Mera that were apparently removed from the Blackest Night issue just to put them in the back of the Green Lantern issue just to give John less space to actually, you know, do anything.
It's insulting. I mean,
yes, it's very, very insulting. And again, he didn't do anything in that book. He fought a bunch of Black Lanterns, and by the end of it, he flew off. Flew off
into the sunset.
And it's like it would almost be okay, except there's been all this build up to it, like issue after issue after issue of like one page, two pages, three pages, four pages of John like getting closer, hovering over Zanchi. He's going there, is he going there? He's going there, and then basically it's nothing.
With all the build up we
basically,
got.
Basically those each single pages from all the, you know, that were inserted in all the other Green Lantern books, apparently you take those pages out and then John gets one issue.
It's like it would almost be okay if there wasn't that build up, that lead in. It would be like, oh, okay. He goes there and nothing much happens and he moves on. It's only 16 pages.
Basically, I actually give this book like a freaking like F. An F plus.
Oh my god.
F plus. Wow. F plus. That's why I give this book. Just because the artwork wasn't that bad, so that's why the plus is there.
I'm so proud of y'all.
Do they have F pluses? I mean, either you fail or you don't.
You fail spectacularly! Spectacularly! That's how you do it. That's how you fail.
You almost didn't fail, but you failed horribly.
You were borderline, but you still failed.
Yeah, but you can you almost made retarded. It.
Damn. So that's what I give. That's what I think to fucking this book. God! Damn it, I wish they didn't do it. I wish you just don't do it. I wish it just didn't even give me this.
Wow, you're just GLC exploding.
Right? Huh?
Can I harp on GLC right quick?
Yeah, we're in the discussion portion for a little bit. Let's go.
Do we know for a fact that Kyle and Natsu are
tethered?
Yeah,
to be honest, I'm not even...
It's implied.
It's sort of implied that they're tethered, but there's no real, you know, a consistent way of knowing if it's true or not unless someone gets shot in the face.
They don't spell it out, but it's certainly implied.
Yeah, I mean, just imagine how horrible it would be if, like, they had to go through the entire books for the rest of their lives, like, flying around with this, like, giant violet string sticking out of their chest at each other.
It's getting a bit annoying.
It's like, where's Natsu at?
I can see your
string. Where's Natsu at? Oh, just follow the string. She's down that way.
It's the invisible heartstring that ties us all together.
Or like it is invisible, someone walks by Kyle and just trips on it. It's like, what the hell's that?
It's my love.
That's your love woman right there. I didn't hate the John story. Of course I was disappointed. It's just, I didn't hate it. I expected more. And sure, the flashbacks were, like Andrew said, they were good. It's just, why now? Like,
but there's nothing to really make you emotionally connect with Jon Stewart in the book.
Nothing at all.
The flashback story of Jon Stewart as a Marine.
It just blah,
was
blah, blah,
good.
Look at how cool I am. Blah blah.
Yeah, it was cool. But it could have been elaborated more. There could have been a good. This could be a good chunk in his secret origin story.
And what the fuck with all the build up with Fatality? I mean, obviously, I would like him to get something going with Fatality. That's just my own personal preference. But regardless of that, I mean, they've had all this build up for the two of them, and they do nothing with it here. And if it doesn't happen here, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, then what was the point of all that fucking shit to begin with? You know?
It's true. Would you
be too mad if it took place outside of the Blackest Night or post Blackest Night?
No, but I don't see that happening at this point. I mean, it's taken like 5 years for him to get one issue, and it's 16 pages, and nothing fucking happens in it. So
where
else
is
happen?
Fatality?
She's fighting on Zamaran. No, she's fighting on Zamaran with the rest of the freaking Zamaranians.
I didn't see her on Zamaran, dude.
Because the artist didn't draw her in. that's basically it. I mean, all the Star Sapphires, six or seven of them in the universe, are like on Zamaran.
It feels like Geoff Johns was like, I think I want to do something with Jon Stewart and Fatality, and then he forgot about it or just decided,
More than likely scribbled it on the back of a napkin, going, like, you know what, I want to give the black guy a chance to shine, and then he forgets about him.
That really
he
makes
might originally,
Fatality.
He might have originally written a 22-page thing where she showed up, but then he was like, I want to squeeze in this part with the Atom.
and actually, to elaborate, the funny thing is that, you know, that six page, there's still six pages or four pages or whatever at the back of the Green Lantern book that elaborate what the fuck Necron is supposed to be, and the elaboration of what the fuck is actually happening now in Blackest Night was stupid. I can't believe they put four pages just to explain that what Necron is supposed to be for the universe, that he's supposed to be the instrument of peace, and then also the fact that the Guardians apparently are against peace or whatever.
Their definition of peace being nothing living.
Yeah, of course, but still.
Going back to the Don Hall thing, I guess peace is something, I don't know, it's convoluted, we'll figure it out eventually, I'm sure.
I would have preferred if they give the full 22 pages to Jon Stewart and then made it like a $3.99 thing where they added in some of that stuff at the back.
I would have been okay with that. As long as they did something with the extra pages instead of just giving more splash pages. I mean, that double splash page, that made me mad. It's like, what the...
Him and the Marines?
Is this supposed to, like, pull heartstrings? Is this supposed to, like, get me emotionally worked up, but he's, like, making ring constructs of his old buddies? I mean, no, I just met them 2 pages ago. I don't give a fuck about them.
You give me an arc, I might be interested, basically.
Should be like a big panel, not a double splash page.
We don't even need an arc. Give us a full story, one issue, and we might have gotten a full emotional connection with John or even his friend. I'm more connected to the dead an arc.
I mean, like sometime, like this looked like back in the fucking Alpha Lantern arc or some shit like that. There should have been like a 3 or 4 part backup in each issue, like with like I don't know, John Stewart's Secret Origin or John Stewart the Marine days, and they could have gone over this, get it out of the way, and then we can move forward. Now it's like, no, middle of Blackest Night. Let's shoehorn in some John Stewart Marine retcon origin. No, it's not the time or the place for that shit.
Absolutely not. Well, as long as we aired out our grievances with this crap.
Let's move on.
Let's actually move on to the nitty gritty of this episode. The Blackest Night number 6, released early.
Oh, sort of.
Sort of released early, like a week in advance. But whatever. Let's actually move into this part.
Not released early.
The less said about that, the better.
The less said. It's the less said. Whatever. Mew, start it off. You read the issue, right?
Yes, I did. Where to begin with this particular issue? Yep. Okay. Moving on to the issue. Blackest Night number 6 takes place after Blackest Night number 5. We kind of tie up the thing where all the people who had previously died had come back, and now it's up to just Hal Jordan and Barry Allen. Using a quick, witted, if not somewhat odd method, Barry Allen takes Hal 2 seconds into the future, briefly severing the connection, and with no emotional tie at the moment, he's not able to redraw them back in. And then they have to face the battle. One of my favorite moments personally was Sinestro's idea of just kill Superman, Hal Jordan, which interestingly enough would have made an interesting little battle, but everything's just kind of being rushing along. Gantt gets himself a Green Lantern ring and points out that he can make everyone span copies of the rings due to it being Owen technology. And we get to see, like, who gets picked out. Some of the choices I was iffy on, but in the end, I wanted to see a bit more of Necron. It's just not enough happened this issue. It's like, it kind of just gets the action a little bit more slow than I'd preferred. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not that I hate the issue. I mean, I found it pretty interesting. I mean, there were some things I found questionable, like I would have preferred Superman over the Flash as Hope, and Mara might have been a bit too not best choice for Rage, but that mainly just the fact that I think there should have been a bit more action trying to fight Necron, trying to discover his weakness, than there was. That's my main flaw with the issue. I mean, It has potential, and there were certain areas I liked, but it just didn't pan out quite like I saw it in my mind, how it should have gone.
All right.
I liked the art. The art was lovely, and the writing, it wasn't perfect, but it did have its good moments. I want to say B.
All right, B. West.
F.
F. Explain.
Strictly for the ending, F.
All will be well.
God, that was terrible. Oh my God, that was. Yeah, that was. Oh my God.
YMCA.
Like, are you kidding me? If there was any other way to make the Green Lantern Corps less unique then Blackest Night number 6, I wouldn't believe it. Because this is jumping the shark twice. This is getting back in line to do it again. This is terrible. This is bad writing. This is bad ideas. This is not talented. And I feel sorry for Jeff because this is what he thought the fans wanted. People made their little what-if threads. What if Wonder Woman got this? Oh, Wonder Woman's love, she would get this. Oh, no, she's compassion, she would get this. And we get that in this issue, and it's the dumbest idea Jeff and the fans who wanted it has ever had. It's completely stupid. And it, going away from the ending, the terrible, terrible, terrible ending, it's not that bad. But the ending drags it down so much.
just temporary. Is it really that bad?
It is that bad because the fact that it is temporary just insults everybody who's ever gotten a ring at all. Everybody who ever died with one of those power rings should say, oh, I thought I was one of the best, the most willpower driven people in my sector, but you could just spawn off some little puny ring that makes people vomit to anybody you please. Oh, Mira lost her husband and her son, so she's the angriest person in the earth. Are you serious? She's the most angry person in the world? No, I don't believe that.
Especially in the sector, which is hilarious.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's a lot of ridiculous things, and it's a shame because I like the art. I think Ivan needs a lot of work with his storytelling, as in the way his panels are shifted and the way we see things, but it's still nice visuals. I can't get past that ending. It's dreadful. One point I do want to make out before I wrap this up. What happened to the connection this was supposed to have with Batman and Robin number 7? I was teased that this was the reason why Batman and Robin number 7 was pushed back. And it better be. There better be something in Batman and Robin number 7, or I'm flying to New York Thursday and I'm sticking my foot up some DiDio.
You can crash with me.
All right. I see you in 2 weeks.
Got it.
You ever see the movie Misery? That's going to be West. DiDio tied to the bed.
I don't think I'll take it that far, though. No.
You gave your grade, right?
Yeah. Right. F minus. All right.
It's getting lower.
He failed even worse. Okay, Andrew, go for it.
All right. Now that West has done threatening the lives of all of our future guests.
I love you, Dan.
No, I mean, a lot of my first thoughts pretty much echo West's. I mean, at first, my first reactions were overwhelmingly negative. Like, oh, wow, this is just a string of just fuck-ups and not thinking straight. And none of this makes any sense. Why would he do this? I mean, it's just a clusterfuck of bad ideas. Like, it's like a fan fiction come to life. But then I kind of sat down a while. I slept on it, and I thought about it a little bit more. And like you guys were saying before, like, Barry Allen invokes more hope than Superman, and Wonder Woman is love, but I have a lot of problems with the issue, like with Wonder Woman and Mera. Like, Jeff is really, really playing it really close to the hip as far as showing us that he fully intends to do some kind of Aquaman rebirth, and obviously Mera will be a big part of that. And he's just pushing her hard, and even at the expense of Wonder Woman, which is really sad because it's like every single event Wonder Woman gets, like, she gets the shitter in every single event like this. So that's very unfortunate. But back to the point at hand with everyone getting the different rings and shit, I'm not too worried about that anymore. I kind of like it now that I've had some time to sleep on it a little bit. Because it's like, it's pretty obvious where they're going beyond that. I mean, it's like, Superman is going to go blue in my book. I mean, we're going to get, what's going to happen is, you know, Soto Miat's going to come back and Hal's going to get Parallax, and it's going to be a big showdown of entity hosts versus whatever. And the entity host will be Superman. So it's like, this is just kind of a sideshow, sort of a, I don't know, have a little bit of fun with the main superheroes in DC, kind of take on some different core powers, different light spectrums. And that's on the side. That's on the one front. And over here, you have the entities. You have the Superman, you have Soto Miat, you have Hal, you have Sinestro, all these guys leading the charge, so to speak. I think that's where things are going. And if that's the case, I think I'm okay with things where they are. The art was pretty well consistent with everything that's come before in Blackest Night, the mini. No problems there to speak of. Other than that, I liked it. I mean, it's entertaining. It seemed like a brisk read, which it really shouldn't have been, because I didn't see a whole lot of splash pages or anything, but it reads very fast. But be that as it may, I'd give it a B+, I suppose. And we'll see where things go from here.
All right. I don't know what to say, to be honest. It's just a weird, tangible, like, huge assortment of lights shining at my face. And
Merry Christmas.
And to be honest, you know, I can barely understand most of the things that were going on, especially for the fact that, you know, the Flash can apparently outrun, you know, a black ring through time for like 2 seconds and cause a connection sever. Don't understand that. I have no idea why that logic even works.
He does not existing for 2 whole seconds.
If he goes forward in time, it makes sense because he wouldn't be in this time.
But he's there. It makes sense. He's there. It makes no goddamn sense why that ring didn't go back at him.
It'd be like if Marty McFly got in his DeLorean and went forward in time, and then, you know, like if someone was following him, they'd be like, where'd he go? He's not here anymore.
But did he be there?
But then he reappears. He reappears.
But their emotional connection that tied them in the first place was severed.
Whatever.
You can't be emotional to time.
Yeah, getting away from that. Getting away from that. That's my little beef with that. All right.
Was be 2 seconds ahead of me.
Depends on whatever
theory you subscribe to.
Whatever.
Continue.
Yeah. I just go into the end. Pretty much the nitty gritty of this whole thing. The fact that everybody gets a rainbow bright ring at the end of this thing. You know, the fact that the Ganthet apparently or Jeff Johns, to be honest, writes down this whole fact that, you know, that apparently Hauserian Rings only duplicates in times of great duress, throws everything that happened before in Green Lantern history, you know, away.
That's what I want
to do. So basically it goes, you know what, your ring was only able to do these things apparently at certain times of when you were like, in a great jam. And apparently all your rings apparently when they were being created has the exact same failsafe. How the fuck was this even in there? It's just weird to me. The fact that Gatlin even takes a ring weirds me the fuck out.
Yeah.
I mean, why does he even need it? Apparently, Jeff Johns even wrote in Rebirth that Gatlin has the power to crack the world in half if he wanted to. And yet he needs a Green Lantern ring?
He switched his power source.
That's the thing. Their powers are... deviate from the Green Lantern power or from the Blue Hope power or whatever. They have their own power.
Switch it back?
Huh?
Well, maybe he wants to tie into both.
But he has his own power. That's the entire point. I mean, a Guardian doesn't wield a Green Lantern energy. You don't see them make giant constructs.
No, I guess you don't.
But you did see Ganthet's energy change from green to blue when he did the switch.
Apparently he just, like, dyes his hue. Like, you know, I mean, they're freaking immortals. They can do that shit. Whatever. The choices made for the bunch of other lanterns were decent enough, except for Mera, I guess. Except for Mera, and the Atom for God's sake. I mean, come on.
Well, he fits compassion.
Is he the most compassionate person in the world? Oh my God, my wife murdered Sue Dibny, and I feel pity for her. Yet there are plenty of other freaking superheroes in the world that have more compassion than he does. Who actually do things that show that they have more compassion than the next person. And yet the Atom is like apparently the closest guy there. Mera has more rage in her heart than anybody in the damn sector.
West, remember one thing.
Well,
when the ring chose Hal, it only chose Hal because Guy wasn't close.
Proximity. Yeah, it goes back to that.
It goes all the way back.
It just weirds me out in a sense. And also, again, the one strong point is Superman, the Flash instills more hope than Superman does. How?
Again, I just think it's going to be they're reserving him for the entity.
They probably are.
Then it's bullshit. If not, then it's total bullshit.
Yeah, if to follow your logic, and if it does happen, then great. That's a good story point.
The only reason this might not happen, I think, is editorial. Otherwise, I don't think there'd be any reason for it not to happen.
No, there's no real reason for it not to happen. I mean, they've already sectioned off a little point in time where Superman isn't on New Krypton, so as long as he is back to normal by the end of it, there's no reason why not.
Yeah, of course. None of this is going to last. I mean, you know, in plain, bold writing, they say these rings will only last for 24 hours.
I'd like to see the idea of Superman just keeping one of the emotional entities for, like, an ongoing period of time.
It'll be an idea. Would it be a good idea after he's written? Who knows?
I would actually read Superman for a while if they did that, but that's just a side thing.
Yeah, you know what? I give it a To be honest, I give it like a D plus.
Yikes.
Yeah, artwork be damned. It was good. It's really good, you know. It's just
crap.
Yeah, it's just the way it's done. It's just weird. And also, to tie into other things such as Wonder Woman that's gonna happen. They're taking a section of that fight between Mera and Wonder Woman just to fill that whole Black Knight Wonder Woman number 2.
Yeah.
So that fight scene that just occurs for two seconds of them going, that's part two of Wonder Woman.
That's what they're going to do, isn't it? Which is retarded, because it's like Mera is nowhere even remotely close to her power level.
It all stems from a panel of Wonder Woman going like, you think you can fight me, bitch? And she goes like, I can try.
And die. That should have been the next line. You can try.
I saw over on the Wonder Woman boards. They made a scan, I guess, from the Peter David days of Aquaman, when I guess Wonder Woman got pissed off or something, and Aquaman said something funny, and then Mera said something funny, and then she just knocked both of them the fuck out, like through the wall and KO'd, you know.
God. Damn. This issue could be just like 22 issues of like Black Lantern, Wonder Woman just beating the hell out of Mera. It's like grab her by the feet, start slamming her to the ground, throw her through buildings, grab other Black Lanterns, start beating her.
What you're going to see is Mera going toe to toe with her and apparently holding her own, which is just fucking stupid.
It's terrible.
But the funny thing is Mera apparently has
powers.
Mera has abilities, but no one apparently remembers these things.
She does, but that's not equivalent to the power of the gods.
Oh, yeah, true. But she has powers, yet no one apparently remembers these things. They're just making her into angry Aquaman.
Hey, maybe Poseidon will randomly show up in, like, Power of the Gods.
I do like the fact, again, that Wonder Woman does get the Star Sapphire ring, because apparently that's the only thing that she has going for her in these series.
She's finally going to get a chance to at least maybe, possibly,
I think,
kind of shine.
We actually had a poll on the Wonder Woman boards, and it's overwhelmingly people agree that she better evokes compassion than love. But I'm okay with it. I think it's...
It's true. Like, she shows more love than even Superman does for the world.
But back to what you were saying, though, about the rings and... what was it about...
Barry Allen.
About how the fail-safe that were put into all the rings, and it's like, okay, that makes sense for the Green Lantern rings. That makes sense for the Sinestro Corps rings if, like, maybe they backwards engineered, like, a Green Lantern ring into a Sinestro Corps ring, or the original Sinestro ring itself would have been backwards engineered from a Green Lantern ring. Okay, fine. Maybe something would have slipped into it, and, you know, they'd still have that fail-safe from whatever. But what about rings like the Red Lantern rings? I mean, it looks like fucking just Atrocitus went into the blood and, like, made a ring out of some mud and blood and shit, and that's the ring. Where would the failsafe have come from?
Yeah, from herbs and spices and stuff. Like, you know, that was it. He ripped a battery out of his best friend, and he was like, hey, here's a battery.
Yeah.
Apparently, we're all forgetting, like, where was all this technology happening here? I mean, where the fuck... I did not see Atrocitus in a laboratory picking, like, probes and shit, going like, I need to make this exactly right.
Maybe just forget these things or what? It's sloppy writing. It's sloppy.
But we don't know how the magic itself works.
The what?
I mean, for all we know, it could magically just summon regular Green Lantern stuff, but have it modified as it summoned.
Huh?
Blood magic. He's a blood. He's a demon from like hundreds of thousands of years ago.
He's an alien. That's what he is. He's not even a demon. He's not even in the same league as Etrigan.
But what this issue is telling us is that it's not magical. These rings are all technology-based, which is horseshit. I mean, at least based on what we saw in, like, the Rage of the Red Lanterns and everything else.
It's pseudoscience, but it's taking pseudoscience to throwing it out the fucking atmosphere.
I mean, at least have it make sense with what we saw on the page before. And there's not even the slightest concerted effort to that end at all.
Like, we know...
I'm not on board with Ganthet with his, I welcome myself back to the Green Lantern Corps... first of all, Ganthet you should be Ganthet of Malthus. And it's like, did he just unlearn how to access the Green Lantern or the Will Spectrum? I mean, no. I mean, he would still be able to switch back and forth and such. And I don't know. It's all sloppy writing. It's just corny.
It's trying to be
epic. It's trying to be playing all these little one-liners and catchphrases. And
we'll be well.
Because it's a bigger audience. It's a bigger audience. He's catering to the audience that hasn't read Green Lantern or hasn't paid attention to those details. He's catering to
there's
the
a
Transformers
way to do that. Crowd. There's a way to do that and still have it work. I mean, you can have your cake and eat it too in cases like these. It's just sloppy, lazy writing.
You just need better writing.
You just need better cake.
I mean, would Morrison do this, West?
Of course not.
Morrison would sacrifice new readers for the sake of confusion.
No. Morrison won't actually make this make sense in a way. But the thing about Morrison is that there will not be a lot of fight scenes. There will be a lot of things happening. A lot of things that will probably be explained and in dialogue.
Blackest Night's just like 8 issues of talking.
No, I mean there'll be fights, but not epic fight scenes. There wouldn't be like epic splash page after splash page of fight scenes.
You'd see Superman and Hal holding hands, gripping each other, and then next thing we see is somebody standing over the other guy. it's different writing, and Blackest Night could have been. I mean, 6 could have been amazing if it wasn't for this little fail-safe ending that was just like that was meant to shock and awe you at the same time, but instead it's just
and the 24 hours the 24 hours thing is downright insulting. I mean, it's not just to the mythos, but just the fans themselves that have read Green Lantern for so long. I mean, it's like okay, so every time we've ever seen a Green Lantern replicate the ring and give it to somebody, it would have just gone away after 24 hours. So back in Rebirth,
when Guy got his ring back.
So that would have gone away in 24 hours then, because it was an emergency.
He probably got re-indoctrinated off screen.
Or like back in Emerald Knights in Volume 3, when Hal from the past gave Kyle the ring that he was able to replicate, that just would have disappeared after 24 hours also. No, it doesn't
hey,
work.
Hey, Kyle, I lost my ring. I was flying over the city and then it left.
I'm sorry, Jade.
I swear, I put it on the nightstand last night. It's not there anymore.
It could be a recent change to the Green Lantern Rings programming.
Oh, what does that mean? A recent change? Call it what it is.
It flat out says that it's like the failsafe has been there forever. And like, ever.
I need to reread.
You know what's like, my problem? It would have been
so hard if they just like found a way to get rid of them, to have these representatives like lose their rings at the end of the series. I mean, would that have been so hard rather than go with this, in 24 hours it goes away? No.
No, see, he's building up to the DCU version of, what's that show with the pollution guy? Captain Planet.
Buy your powers, kibosh.
The DCU heroes are going to gather in a circle. Everybody in the world is going to raise their right fist in the air. It's going to be a giant beam of light. It's going to
summon God.
It's going to destroy Necron, and everybody who died is going to come back. And it's so predictably lame that any other ending is what I want to see. As long as it doesn't remind me of Captain Planet, because right now it certainly looks that way, I will be thrilled. I will take back every bad thing about this crappy little series that we've been reading for 6 months.
To be fair, Captain Planet did nothing.
Write this down, guys. I don't think Jeff is going to do that. I give him a little bit of credit in that regard. It's not going to be anything. It's not going to be like, oh my god, the ending of Blackest Night. But no, it's not going to be that.
I gave him credit right up until this issue, right up until I saw who was the first. Until Barry Allen got hope in his eyes.
You have the ability to instill great hope.
Does he?
He judges himself every day.
Every single issue.
Well, he doesn't fit.
Who has he been inspiring? That's right. Is it Wally? Is it Wally? It's like Wally's going like, oh my god, Barry Allen gives so much hope to the world.
It's like that sentence should have ended with comma, Wally. Like,
he's so fast.
You inspire hope in Wally West. Like, you deserve it because you inspire Wally. You don't inspire Bart. He's your grandson and he doesn't care about you. Like half the world doesn't even know about Barry Allen.
How do we know he hasn't just been in between panels just speeding off to Africa to feed hungry kids or speeding off to, like,
it's
to, like...
Because he was non-corporeal?
He doesn't even sound like something Barry would do. Oh. I always seen Barry, no matter what he's been in, half the time sitting in his lab going like, man, what am I doing today? Oh, wait, Gorilla Grodd! Let me go fight him.
Like, Barry is a reactionary hero. He's always done stuff as it was happening. Oh,
no! This is New Earth. This is New Earth now. Now he's got angst and he's super heroic.
He's brooding. Brooding Barry Allen.
I don't remember him brooding that much back in the original series. But you know what? I still don't remember him instilling that much hope into anybody.
Now it's New Earth.
It's not his fault. It's the Reverse Flash's fault. Damn you, time travel!
It's retcon Johns, and I don't mean that in any kind of offensive way. It's just what he does, and he likes changes. And if it suits his purpose, we're gonna have to read it. And I'm sick of it. And you know what else I hate? I hate that people like the Atom got a ring, because now people like the Atom are gonna leave this series and gonna say, "Wow, my powers suck."
I turned really small. That ring used to be awesome.
They're gonna be all depressed.
Fuck that. You know, fuck that. What I wish, and I was talking with Eric about this. I wish Mr. Terrific got the ring. I wish he got compassion. He has more compassion than the Atom. He gives it to freaking, like, you know, like starving children and freaking, like, foundations built on shit that he pays his money for.
Mr. Terrific is a government official.
He should have got the ring.
Too far away.
It just kills me that the Atom is gonna leave this series and he's gonna say, "Wow, I had more power in that staff or ring than I've ever done. Like, this was the most important story of my life, and I've done nothing."
I wish it was that staff. I still hate that those compassions got freaking rings.
It's not like he's leaving it to go to a book, though. Aside from JLA, it's not like you're gonna hear about it.
he's gonna be bitching about it the entire time. It's just
off-panel, crying in a mirror.
I used to have everything.
I used to be something.
Walking around the woods, searching for a staff that looks like his indigo staff.
Barry sees that people's rings are starting to disappear. He's like, "I hope I get to keep this ring for longer." And it's like it stays on. It's like, "Fuck you, bitches! I get to keep it." What if he could do that? Just hope for it to stay.
It wouldn't stay.
Only if there's a Green Lantern ring nearby.
Like, hell, I want to keep this ring. Don't you do this to me, you bastards.
We've had 60 years of most... 50 to 60 years of most of these characters. And giving them a ring is just like...
It's trying to simplify them to like the most basic extent.
If these were civilians, I'd probably be a little more happy. Because, what was the story? World War III, JLA World War III. Everybody, at the end of that story, everybody in the world ended up getting
superpowers.
And it's like, okay, well, the civilians needed that. The whole world needed that. If you're given the most powerful ring in the universe, cheap imitation of the most powerful weapon in the universe to people with powers who've been saving the universe for years and decades. That's like everything you've ever done is irrelevant. You, your super speed, pointless. You, that staff, sucks. You and that shrinking thing you do, that definitely needs an upgrade. It's like everything you ever accomplish is worthless. Here's a ring. Go save the world. But after that, after these 24 hours, you can go back to your pathetic little lives. That's what I got out of this.
The only reason they need the rings is because their powers aren't effective against the current foe. Would you rather have them just sit it out and
apparently,
do nothing?
No, they've been doing something.
A few have.
It's just...
Love can save the world by herself.
I agree that, you know, that he's given these already current superheroes more power just to face against the threat at hand now. It's just fucking lazy.
Well, can you deny the logic in their world? They're up against pretty slim odds.
No, I do agree with Wes also. You know what? You should have gave these rings to a bunch of random people. People that should be able to instill these factors. You know what? Instead of all these characters that we've grown up with, that we've already known their lives, we've seen what the hell they do. And the moment you tell me that Mera deserves rage, I'm going to go like, wait, I've read her history. I don't fucking see it.
Exactly.
You tell me what, that freaking Barry Allen is hope? Again, I don't see it.
The question is, did Lyra deserve rage? She just had that one moment of rage. That particular ring seemed to only come when you hit that rage.
She was the most angry person in the entire sector.
She was the closest, apparently. Moment.
I mean, Guy makes sense, too, because it's like he's the one that's the most pissed off in that particular vicinity when Vice died. So it's like, yeah, it's going to go to him.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a proximity thing. Yeah, it's falling back into proximity thing. Sure.
It's always been a proximity almost.
But even then, was she that mad at the second? I mean, she had just came off the little adventure with Ray in the ring, and she couldn't have been like,
she just
pissed
disemboweled,
off.
Just disemboweled Ray's wife. I think she was a little bit pissed.
Why would that make her mad?
Happy.
She should be excited, ecstatic about it.
She's like, yeah, I finally did something with my life. Not,
and,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and her against, you know, freaking Black Lantern and Wonder Woman go like, come on, bring it, bitch. It should have been more like, oh my God, I'm going to be killed. I should be in yellow right now.
Maybe that's why she's mad. Maybe she knows she's going to get her ass kicked.
Fear. We should have saw that little fear inside of her then, you know, not full on red.
Yeah, I think what we saw in Blackest Night Superman with the multicolored, I think that
shows more depth. That shows more depth into, like, you know, into people's beings, as I'm just justifying them as one single particular color.
I think that's where we should have said, oh, this Superman hope thing is not gonna happen. I think we should have said, oh, looks like it's not gonna happen.
Superman's a more complicated being.
I'm still waiting on the crypto.
Complicated Dex man.
Hopefully, he'll show up.
No one understands him, but his woman.
Superman becomes the White Lantern.
Racist.
If Superman ended up being the hero of this event,
Hal's flying in, about to hit Necron with the final attack. Like, I'm gonna win.
I think
Superman's like bullshit, smacks him out the way.
I think
the fucking hero of DC.
I think people are fooling themselves though if they think that Superman is not going to have a big heroic moment. And I think
no, again, possibly he will. You know what? I'm also apparently waiting upon all in all this. I mean, this entire everything that coming to Earth, we can all and reading those four pages at the end of Green Lantern for the big reveal of Necron's being. I think his end game is that he's supposed to blow up Earth and then blow up the multiverse, right? I mean, we can all assume that, right?
I think he wants everybody dead. Yeah. I'm not sure if he wants planets like completely gone, but yeah, I think the end goal is everyone must die.
And then seeing it to this extent, I'm still wondering where the hell the Monitor is in all this.
The Monitor? No, they're gone. They don't,
no, no, no.
They don't,
no, there still exists one who woke up his ass and went as a fry cook somewhere.
That's what he is now. He's just.
But didn't he go back and get a? Oh yeah, he came back. Was it? I think it was Earth 51. He came back in.
No.
He's here. He went back to his day job.
Yeah, he went back to his day job. His ass should have woke up the moment he was like, "Oh shit! All of reality is about to be blown the fuck up."
If and when anyone touches that character again, it's not going to be anyone but Grant Morrison.
No,
Grant Morrison's got an embargo on everything he does.
He's there with the what's that dude from? Marvel versus DC with the Access.
Oh, Access?
He's chilling with him somewhere.
I'm a bum. I have no powers.
It's just like Multiversity. It's like, until Grant Morrison touches his baby project, no one else can.
I don't think no one else wants to, frankly. I think people just say, this is too much. People are just going to get upset if we don't adhere to this, this, and that. And if we don't cover that, that, and that. So they just leave it to Grant to play with.
Between Earth 1, First Wave, the Multiverse,
I mean,
I'm excited for the Multiverse.
Jeff Johns has been messing with the Multiverse. We have Earth Prime, some adventures there. And
yeah,
for the most part, you know what I mean? There are occasional touches here and there, but it's mostly been avoided.
Okay. We've aired out our likes, mainly our dislikes. So we'll end it on that note.
We can always make that into an interesting topic about the multiverse.
At another point in time. Well, we're done with this already. Pretty much. Alright, so.
We didn't do the news. And
what was the news?
Was there any
news? The co-feature.
Oh, yeah, the co-feature.
We don't know what it is yet, do we?
But no, we should at least mention it.
Okay, a short little bit of news. There's going to be a co-feature. Wow. Wait, who's going to co-feature again? Green Lantern?
Green Lantern Corps
is going to co-feature. I wonder what the fuck it is. It should better be a Green Lantern co-feature. It better not be just like a co-feature.
Oh, that would suck. Like, they put the fucking Atom, like, in there or something.
I'll be pissed the fuck off. You're telling me you're going to take away, like four to seven pages away from me? Just to add a co-feature?
No, it's added.
No, worse yet, if it was a co-feature with a hero with no powers.
All right, fine. You're going to give me seven pages of worthless shit? I don't want it.
But I'm hopeful that it's going to be something.
It's going to be
good.
Hawkman. Watch it be Hawkman.
fuck Hawkman.
I think it's going to be John.
That's where John's going to be. You're never going to see him in Green Lantern again.
I doubt it's going to be John. It's not going to be John.
I'm so content. Confident it's gonna be John
Stewart. That John Stewart's gonna get his own little co-feature. I don't wanna be known as the Black Green Lantern, the guy who's just a running buddy that shows up and all this. Nah, John, you're gonna equal share time in the Green Lantern title. No, fuck him.
Or maybe it'll be Ion.
I would skip through the seven pages.
They might do that. Just because remember there was a panel, I think, a year and a half ago at some convention, Didio was like, he was asked by a fan, is there going to be a new Ion ongoing series? Like back when the first one was winding down, the first maxi series was winding down. He's like, well, you know, we've talked about it. There might be, but it's not going to be with Kyle. But it wouldn't be with Kyle. And this is back before this is before even Sotomayor took the host. But
and it's not going to happen.
Foreshadowing.
They're not that organized. They couldn't get Kid Flash off the ground in 7 months, so no, they're not that organized. We also have a little more news. Carol Ferris might be one of five ladies.
I thought it was down to two.
No, that's down to five. That source was crap, and if you're listening, your source is crap.
So who's your five contestants?
Eva Green from Casino Royale.
Right.
Eva Green.
Blake Lively from Gossip Girl.
Blake Lively.
Carrie Russell, the voice of Wonder Woman and former Felicity. And former Elektra, Jennifer Garner. Whoa. Oh, wait. One more. Inglourious Bastards star Diane Kruger.
Well, I can only hope that Jennifer Garner will be shot in the face.
Harsh.
So, what do you guys think?
I wouldn't be devastated if it was Garner, but she's not my first pick of that list by any means. But I think it's a good list. I wouldn't mind any of those. I have no strong feelings either way.
I don't want Carrie.
I really don't want Jennifer Garner.
I mean, of all of those, I've only seen the Bond girl and I've only seen Gardner, like, ever in anything. Just looking at their physicality, the other ones, I mean, they all look about the part. They give them the black hair and shit. I'm assuming they wouldn't have been down to the shortlist if they didn't have, like, the right attitude and mannerisms and shit. Able to be both bitchy and whatever else.
Well, then again,
I just can't see Jennifer Gardner playing against, Ryan Reynolds. I could see that.
Sandra Bullock did it.
Sandra Bullock possibly could be a better Carol Ferris.
And I could see Garner in like the Star Sapphire outfit. I could see it.
I can't see the Star Sapphire outfit.
Wait, which one are we talking about? The one that still had the mask on?
I'm thinking about
the tiara?
He's thinking about the stuck to your skin one.
How does this stay stuck to your skin? It's sticky, silly.
Okay, that'll do it for the Geo Spotlight Podcast. Be sure to check out the website, thegreenlantercorps.com, for all your Geo news, reviews, interviews, everything. If you have anything to say to us, love mail, hate mail, send us an email, geospotlight@gmail.com. Check out Ryan's blog over at geospotlight.blogspot.com. Oh wait, geospotlight.com. That's right, new domain name. Make sure you write that down. Bookmark it. Twitter.com/geospotlight for the latest up-to-the-minute news on everything Green Lantern. Be sure to check out everything Flash-related at twitter.com/speedstersite or the Flash forums at speedstersite.proboards.com. Thanks for listening.
Green Lantern and Green Lantern Corps are properties of DC Comics and do not reflect the authenticity of this podcast.
It fell 1,000 years ago, green fire, so hot. A carving and a man and a superman, and his name was Alan Scott. A man without fear, and that's for sure. He got his dream from Ozmansor. He fought all the evil hordes, and he's the real one, Hal Jordan. Green Lantern! Green Lantern!
It's where do you think the energy comes
but,
from?
It flows out right. of her.
But is right.
The don't take the shortcut home. Mixed ripped by a dog.
Damn it.
This is horrible in so many ways. Yeah. But every time I try to think of Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern, all I keep going back to is Van Wilder and being like, oh god.
Nah, I can see Ryan do it as long as the writing's okay and confident, he could probably pull it off.
We can only hope.
He's totally Kyle Rayner, but he could do it.
Yeah, he's totally the comedian.
Diane Kruger, she better win.
Who was Diane Kruger in first?
Right, she was the one.
Was she the one that owned the theater?
No, she was the star, the chick who got strangled.
Oh, the one with okay, the one that left the shoe.
Right. Who got shot in the leg?
She could do it.
She could probably do it. I can see her. Get a raven hair on. She could do it.
And some breast implants.
Breast implants.
English motherfucker, do you speak it?
Breast implants.
The last word was your problem, not the first.
I just wanted to say breast again. Breast.
You just said breast and your just mind just Boots. Wandered off as your mouth kept going.
Boots. Big ones. All right.
Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head.
Peace.
Oh yeah, let me relay my silly thought to Andrew. That I told these guys.
Which one was that?
Oh, the...
Yeah, the PlayStation
the
3.
The Core.
Man, you got PlayStation 3, right?
Of course.
Okay.
I'm just playing it right now.
So much focus.
We're all doing that. Anyway. You're going to get the DC Online, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'll get that for PC, though, not PS3.
Are you going to get it for PC? Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe both, just so I can...
All right, we're going to see what happens. If we all get it... We should all do a Green Lantern Corps Spotlight on the game.
A Green Lantern Corps Spotlight group.
Exactly. On the game, and we should make it like Red versus Blue.
Alright.
You know what I'm talking about. You seen Red versus Blue, right?
Excuse me.
Apparently not. What's Red versus Blue?
It's Halo. It's like these guys like Rooster Teeth made an entire like
Halo.
Made an entire like sitcom using these Halo characters. They started off.
I can't stand it.
Yeah, but it was funny, maybe the way they did it.
No, I missed it.
Right. They had four seasons. Four seasons on this shit. So basically,
I shall make a Green Lantern clown.
Yeah.
Well, is anybody else? Who's all getting the game?
We're all getting it.
You too, West?
Eventually.
I'll make something at least interesting, I'm sure.
That we can all make these Green Lantern characters, mod them out, and try to make a We'll try to make a podcast first off of that, just to make a special. And then we'll see what else we can do with it. Just to see what we can do with it.
I've never watched Red and Blue. I'm gonna watch it tonight.
Alright, I saw most of that season. The first season was all them just using the game and then first personing, using one person as a first person camera. And then later on they got better at it.
Sounds intriguing.
Good plot points.
And the game looks pretty fun too.
What? DCU?
Yeah.
Well, how do you know? We haven't even seen anything.
We've seen demos.
Those demos. Yeah, I've seen the demos.
That's not enough.
I just want to see the character creation.
I've never played one of those games.
I've seen some of the stuff like they're gonna have like what your default power is, what your source of your power is gonna be, like how you move and all that kind of stuff. It's customizable options. And you'll get to upgrade your stats as you go along, so like you can give yourself super strength, speed.
So it's World of Warcraft with DC heroes.
I wouldn't quite say that, but you know. There's offensive and defensive varieties of powers.
It's World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft is hardly the definitive massively multiplayer online game.
Yes, it is.
It goes back to Ultima Online, Final Fantasy XI, all these things predate that, and it's not even half as good as a... what's the other one?
Is that played that free? EverQuest?
Elder Scrolls.
A big one. Bigger membership than World of Warcraft, and at least twice as involved as it is.
Let me
Vanguard?
Let me stop these recordings and save them.
Yeah, I think but I remember, like, for example, if you wanted wanted a psychic character, you could like pick up the energy, the psychic energy, then you could like say like you want it coming out of their head, like shooting beams out of their head, you can choose the head of the source. Or if you like want a Mr. Freeze character, you can choose like one of